testimonies relating to Emmanuel Missionary College and its work. Extracts from testimonies relative to Emmanuel Missionary College on the moving of the Battle Creek College. The light that has been given me is that Battle Creek has not the best influence over the students in our school. There is altogether too congested a state of things. The school, although it will mean a fewer number of students, ought to be moved out of Battle Creek. Get an extensive tract of land, and there begin the work, which I entreated should be commenced before our school was established here. To get out of the city, to a place where the students would not see things to remark upon and criticize, where they would not see the wayward course of this one and that one, but would settle down to diligent study. God wants the school to be taken out of Battle Creek. Some may be stirred about the transfer of the school from Battle Creek, but they need not be. This move is in accord with God's design for the school before the institution was established, but man could not see how this could be done. There were so many said that the school must be in Battle Creek. Now we say that it must be somewhere else. The best thing that can be done is to dispose of the school's buildings here as soon as possible. Begin at once to look for a place where the school can be conducted on right lines. I'm glad to say that Brother Blank and Brother Blank have made advancement in reform. The question has arisen in regard to Brother Blank connecting with Brother Blank in his work. I asked Brother Blank if he felt called by God to take this position, and he said, no. He said he was satisfied that God wanted him to remain in the school where he had been working. I told him that this was in accordance with the light and evidence given me on the subject. I would say to Brother Blank and Brother Blank, you are not to think that you have made a failure in the school. Circumstances have been of a character to cause some misunderstanding. There has been much prejudice indulged in regard to those who stand at the head of the school. Our brethren are to go right along in the work, and let all see that God is working with them, giving them, as his agencies, varied experiences. Those now in charge of the schoolwork here have their hearts blended in unity of purpose, to accomplish the thing which God has designated as the right thing to do. They have undertaken this work, irrespective of the opposition that has come up and the strife of tongues. These men have a grip on the work. They have been learning and have planned to establish industrial schools out of the city, where a large space of ground can be secured. They mean to be heroic reformers, to adopt solid, intellectual methods. Their thoughts and plans have been maturing, and now they are prepared for decided action. It would be a mistake to take Brother Blank from the schoolwork to engage in another line. It would be a mistake to separate Brother Blank from the school because he has a spiritual hold upon educational lines of work. With the help of God, he can act his part in making the school a success. Do not hinder those who have been trying to reach the place where the Lord desires them to stand. Do not tear them to pieces. Let them stand in the strength they have obtained, and let them press the battle to the gates.